Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With intentionality, you know, I try to keep myself as head of coaching, and you know, the contracts and contract negotiations, those things take time. You know, I do expect Tua to be in OTAs only because, you know, my working relationship with Tua. And for 2 years, I've watched Tua gain some unbelievable residuals towards the season in that process. It's part of the reason Tua is who he is because he's always learning, never staying the same, and always working on his craft. And I know, you know, the one thing that he likes to do now in his life, besides be a kick-ass dad to Ace and Maisie, is play football with his teammates. So that's what I expect. I don't put really too much thought beyond that. I understand the business, but I also understand my job with Tua is to make sure that his football is continuing to evolve and the best days are in front of him, which are both of our goals.
結論から言うと、彼が僕の口座からお金を盗んで、なおかつ、みんな、僕の周りもそうですね、みんなに嘘をついていたっていうのが、結論から言うとそういうことになります。
Just to kind of just go over the result, in conclusion, Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies.
Just when we think we've seen everything in sports, right? Welcome, man, to 2024. That was Shohei Ohtani. Well, that first part was... Unless you can speak Japanese, but the second part was the new interpreter. And Shohei, who, by the way, I guess is a little upset that everybody would think he's gambling and stuff. Listen, man, $4.5 million you're sending money. What do you think people think? What do you think? You just get a free ride? $4.5 million. I know you got a lot of money. I know you're going to go down as one of the wealthiest baseball players. Check that. Wealthiest baseball player of all time when this contract's done, all that deferred money, and you finally get it at some point. And probably the best player in baseball because of what you did do. I don't know if he'll pitch again or not. We'll see how he is just playing and DHing, and I guess his arm's about healthy enough where he can play some and he wants to play in the field. But, like, for this guy to get upset, man, and he, look, he, you know, he could be innocent. He could be 100% innocent. I don't know, and I'm not sitting here like some of the talk shows around the country have already got him guilty. But it's just a bad look. And, you know, even wealthy people knowing their money. If $4.5 million, they're like, you know, of your money, not companies getting scammed. I know companies get scammed, but $4.5 million of your money, and your friend burns you. It's like, that's not good enough. Like we need more stuff, man, to clear you, because athletes every day still like action, and they've been told not to, and they think they can get away with it, and it's not going away. It's not going away. They try that dumbass excuse, or they didn't know, or whatever it is, that they need that little bit of action or addiction. But, yeah, so Shohei, it doesn't matter what you make, whether you're a guy at the end of the bench, like in the NBA, or if you're the best player in baseball, you're not getting a free ride. By the way, the first part, before we get into everything, that was Mike McDaniel from yesterday. By the way, really good stuff from Mike up at the owners' meetings in Orlando. And I liked a lot of what he had to say. By the way, yesterday when we got into it with Omar about Tua's holdout, it was one of the questions asked. Those guys did a good job up there. He says, I expect him at OTAs, mini camp, camp, because of our working relationship. Man, I love that. Like, yeah, basically, we got a great relationship. We trust each other. Everything I've told him has happened, and he's worked hard. But, I mean, Mike's not one to go around and beat his chest. This is one of the greatest rehabilitation jobs of a guy that we've ever seen. I mean, even if Tua's driving in with his family and they're up early this morning, they're all nodding their head yes in the car. Like, Mike told them the truth, believed in them. Along with Chris Greer, they got better players around him to give him a chance in a system that he could have great success in throwing the football. To see his number at the top, when you look at stats in the NFL, and there's Tua number one in yards, and his, you know, things he's been able to do the last 2 years, and then last year stayed even healthier, one of the few guys to stay healthy. So, yeah, he goes, man, you know, we both put a lot of work into this. There's another level. Mike believes Tua still got more, that there's a lot more there. We're going to work together, and he's going to get his money. But it's going to take time. And so he believes Tua's going to be there for everything, camp, and because of their working relationship. You take that friendship, relationship. You know, I'm always careful with friendship. I didn't have friends that were my coaches. I just didn't because, you know, it's a different relationship. And they got to get on you, and you're going to have days where your feelings are a little bit hurt. And they're going to push you when you don't want to be pushed. And then, you know, sometimes when you do, both guys go down, there's stuff said. And, you know, during tough times, which we haven't had. And Mike's super positive about everything. But, yeah, I like that. So he was asked, he goes, no, he's going to be at OTAs because of our working relationship. You read in that however you want. But it's like, hey, Mike's like, hey, man, I've given to everything I have. And he knows how important he is. He's going to be here. He's going to be here. That's our relationship. So I was like, okay. You know, everybody else is going, hey, man, coach, nothing against you. You're a great guy, and we've done a lot, but business is business. But anyway, that was one. We've got a lot more stuff from Mike that we'll have later in the show and get into some of the stuff from yesterday. But that was all coming out yesterday while we were on the air, but we've got some of that stuff for you. Big night here in South Florida. This is a hell of a Tuesday, man. Golden State's in town, trying to stay alive, I believe, in the 10 spot, the play-in spot, which they're going to end up in, where they got to win a game and then win another game, most likely to have a chance to get the 8 spot and then really get their ass kicked by one of the top teams in the NBA, whether they're a 1 or a 2. And then the Panthers and the Bruins, man, 97 points apiece. We got, obviously, Boston's a super popular team. That place is going to be packed tonight. That place in Sunrise is going to be packed tonight. Late in the year, playing for the number one seed. The Panthers and Bruins, both with 97 points. By the way, if you're keeping an eye, Rangers have actually jumped ahead by a point ahead of everybody. And I'll tell you who else is sneaking up. A team that's had great success against the Panthers recently is the Hurricanes with 97 points. So we got a hell of a night, man. Hell of a night here. Steph Curry and Golden State in town. Not a very good team. They're not. Now, they have nights where they can outscore you, but not a very good team. And a lot of their great players have seen their best days, no matter how they want to say it and whose feelings might be hurt because they're coming off the bench and, you know, and all that stuff that they did together is great. They'll go down as Hall of Famers and everything else. But my team growing up has just – they're just names right now. Outside of the Steph Curry show, Clay.
You had your run, all right?
Yeah, we had our run.
Good
exactly.
For a while.
That was good.
I don't think those guys are, all of them are toast, by the way. I mean, Curry's got obviously a lot more in the tank. But
yeah, he's 35 years old.
I know. I think he's still got plenty left, though, man.
He just can't. He's got a little bit of LeBron problem. They just can't. Like, LeBron can do it certain nights, but he just can't play at the level and the big minutes every night. And
I hope tonight is one of those nights. Let's see Steph drop like 35. The Heat win by 20. We'll be in good shape.
You know what? That's a pretty – it's funny you said
exactly
that.
What we need. We even drop about 35 points in three quarters. So we can we'll beat traffic out of there, and it'll be good to go.
It is so funny. It's like a great quarterback comes to town, and you're like, look it, man, I want to see the best, and I want to see some of the throws that's made him great. And then – but I want us to beat him in a shootout or something. And so you like to see great players play great. I agree with that. That's a great call, Woody. Man, I'm with you early in the morning on that one. So we have all kinds of stuff going on here. I had a great day at the Miami. Woody, I got to tell you, I had a fun day. I went over there right after work yesterday. I got burned up. I didn't – that thing they're giving out lotion and dumbass here didn't grab any. So I came in looking – my face is burned up, but – man, I got to tell you, I got there at 11. They had great matches going. Then I met some people that I was with yesterday, some good friends, and went inside. And I didn't leave till I stayed a lot longer than I didn't plan on it because I was a little tired yesterday. But, yeah, I'm a junkie, man. I'm a junkie. I stayed around and watched Coco play. I wanted to see her, and she ended up losing. But, man, if you're going out there today, a lot of the – really good players and the top young players, especially on the men's side, are all still playing. Zverev, Alcaraz won last night. Medvedev and Sinner all still in the tournament. So there will be some good day matches as well as the night matches as well. So if you're going out there, record crowds the last couple of days, and just a look at. And there are a lot of people go out there that aren't huge tennis fans. There's a lot of, just to put it nicely, a lot of beautiful people are going out there. Obviously, a tennis crowd is a little bit different than the football crowd, and as far as everything.
Are you saying the football crowd is ugly?
Well, I didn't mean it that way. That's the way it was making it sound. Like, all the girls going to the games look ugly, but all the girls going to tennis. No, what I was saying is it's quiet and the whole deal. You got to stay quiet.
But we really need to get you out to Formula One if you're into good-looking crowds.
That's probably not going to happen, as I told.
That happens to be.
As I told my Dolphin friends crowd. Yesterday, and they're already talking about F1, I go, I'm going to pass again. But I appreciate the offer. I'm just not interested in going, man. I mean,
well, if you like to people watch or lady watch, it's a good event.
Yep. Nope. No question about that. I see a little bit on TV. And
Yeah,
who's who. I like to turn on and see who's going to be showing up. That great picture, man. I told you, the great picture. I like the great picture.
That could be you right in the middle. Beckham and Lewis Hamilton, nobody, and Jordan, Brady.
You can't have below average get in that picture. You just can't. That's got to be greatness. Like, seriously.
You just work your way in.
If you've got Michael Jordan and Tom Brady standing there in a picture and Hamilton in the picture and Beckham in the picture, like, if you're going to jump in that picture, like, even those guys must look around and go, hey, man, I know you played, 10 years in the league, but can you get out of the picture, right? Like, we're gonna skip on you. If you don't mind, we just want to take this picture. It's kind of like that. No question about it. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here. Well, the swivel hip drop tackle sounds like a new song out. Swivel hip drop tackle could be a new dance move or something. That didn't take long to put it in, and man, people are pissed. People, players are upset. I would love to know what defensive coordinators are thinking right now. those defensive line, those grumpy defensive line coaches, and so, I wonder how they're feeling about this. They did a breakdown of plays, and they're defending it. The rules committee came out yesterday and was explaining it. 230 plays. 15 players were hurt. It was their highest percentage injury is this play, and they're showing it. Of course, one of the plays they show yesterday, if you watch, they were showing highlights. And by the way, it changed things for the Dolphins a little bit. It did. Our best player limping around trying to play hurt. That tough little sucker did play too, man. And a lot of guys probably don't play. Talking about T. Hill, man, showing him getting out of bounds, getting taken down with weight on the back of his leg. And I thought when that happened, and he jumped up after about 5 seconds, but he was concerned too. How bad is this thing?
Yeah, it was pretty bad, actually.
That was a bad one. But
you would have thought it was the death of football yesterday, the way people were reacting.
Well, I understand, man. I understand from a defensive side. I understand it. I know a couple guys that got injured on it are saying, I'm glad to see this. This ended my career. I saw one of those from one of the tight ends. But it's really interesting to see all the comments. And by the way, to my official friend and all the rest of the NFL officials, good luck trying to figure out if all three parts to this thing are legal or not legal. We can't complain about officiating, folks. You just can't. You can't get mad at them what the owners and rule committee are asking these guys to do. You can't. They might as well just make a call or not make a call and then stand there and go, okay, challenge it or something, because I have no idea either. I'm not sure. And they're making it sound like it's an easy call. I don't know, man. But, a lot of people fired up and, you know, about this. And I guess 15 guys, like I said, were hurt. They went back, did their homework. 230 plays could have been called. It will be a 15-yard penalty. We'll tell you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
More about it. We got to go to break.
Yeah, I've thought about it long and hard, and one of the things that we've done this off season is really leaned into the facilitation of full communication and development of our staffs in all three phases. I think from play calling perspective, you know, for now in the spring, I'm going to call plays, and I plan doing it in the fall. But we'll always adjust if necessary. But as long as you're okay with me calling plays, I'll call plays.
All right, that was Mike McDaniel. yesterday talking to the media at the owners' meetings in Orlando. I can't say it enough, and to me it's, you know, unless you're just down on everything, like the one thing we should all agree on is Mike should be back calling plays. Like, he does a real good job. Nobody calls a perfect game, by the way. Well, what about this and that? And listen, we nitpick at things that he's really good at it. He's really creative, and he's really smart. Now, sometimes, does he outsmart himself maybe? Yeah. Or does he go to the oldie and, you know, there's certain things, and, you know, we've seen now that, you know, whether it's a fade route to Tyreek or, you know, seeing down there on the 8-yard line or 5-yard line, oh, hey, gotcha. He knows it too. And by the way, the thing about him that – just watching now. Again, not real close to him. I don't see him very much. Matter of fact, I see him the least amount of any head coach we've had. He's with his team on the road, and they got their own deal that they do, and that's cool, man. That's fine. So I don't want you to think I'm hanging with him before I start paying him compliments, but the couple of things I really like, just sitting back and watching the guy and everything he does and listening to people around him and what they say, he's a great self-evaluator. I mean, that guy looks in the mirror, man. That guy looks in the mirror. He talks to his people. He's got some guys that can tell him what they see and they don't see from him. So he takes it all in, man. He takes it in like a 3-year-old. You know, you can't say the F word and you say it and everybody in the family goes, all right, who said it? Now little Johnny's saying it. Who said the F word around here? And like Uncle Joe raised his hand and goes, it was me. You know, and so, you know, Mike's that same way, man. He takes everything in. He cleans things up. The year before, getting plays off on time, so that won't happen again. From the Buffalo game, remember that? The end of the game and the drive, and we don't get the playoff. And he just said that stuff's not going to happen on the road at home. We did a much better job with that stuff, much better. So, again, some of the stuff that we do, I know you want more power. We want to be a stronger team, and we want to have jerseys that say we can play in the cold weather and we're going to be more physical than you are, even though we're down here in South Florida. We're a track team too, man. Like I know you want both, and we want to be speed, and then we want to go to the weightlifting and win that competition too, and then win the 100 and 200 meter in the Olympics. We got four dudes, and we are clearly, everybody will tell you, and the stats don't lie from last year, we're a big play team. I didn't hear anybody bitching about all the big plays, no matter who we're playing. When they happen, they're fun. Now, some teams stopped us, but we have our moments. And those two guys on the outside and those two running backs, they're going to break some plays, man. They're going to break them in the red zone. They're going to break them backed up. And that's not going away because we're going to win that relay again this year. We came back. And matter of fact, we just won the gold medal. Unless somebody adds a lot in the draft, we're going to win it again. So we're going to be about big plays. That's what we're going to be about. We're going to be about more explosive plays and should be a lot more than most of the rest of this league. So anyway, that was one of the things he was talking about. The other one is interesting before we get into all the other stuff and owners' meetings and some changes they made. And I don't know, man. I'm all for safety. I am. And I don't want to see anybody get hurt. I want to have, you know, as many good players out there late in the season, especially now we're playing 17 games. Pretty soon we're going to be playing 18 regular season games. Man, I'm with you. But we are making it really hard on these defensive dudes. We are making it really hard on the smaller guys. Smaller guys trying to tackle big guys. And now we're telling them they got to tackle a certain way, and it's getting harder to tackle. And now we got the swivel hip drop tackle. Don't say it fast, man. I'm not smart enough to say it fast. I had to pause that bad boy. So we'll talk more about that. But here's more from Mike McDaniel from yesterday about expectations here, basically in year two.
For me, I have a hard time expressing what our team's going to be like as the head coach without ever being around the team. I think everybody's individual expectations are extremely high. The more people lower their expectations, it's kind of erroneous or irrelevant, but I know that starting April 15th, guys are very, very hungry to deliver on what they know, which is an opportunity to be on a team that has the ability to grow from what we've learned last year and what we've went through, and have zero thought as to down, rebuilding, whatever those words are. That makes zero sense to me. We're going to have fans are going to pay to try to watch us play football. People don't go to games to watch people lose, you know. And people's careers, this will be the most important year of every single player's career because it's the only one that exists.
So, Mike, really breaking it down, by the way, anybody that says, are we in a rebuilding, it does sound stupid when you look at the core of the guys they kept. I mean, you don't keep Ramsey and Tyreek Hill and the 29, 30-year-olds and even the 31 and 32-year-olds you've added in free agency. It makes no sense. Like, they're trying to win it right now. Now, are they good enough? Do we have to get some more? Yeah. Yeah, there's so many different parts, and I don't want to, you know, start breaking everything down here as they're coming out, and he's talking about the rebuild and stuff. But the way this team's really going to get a lot better fast, to me, is through the draft. That's the upside. It's the cheapest way to go. We're going to need a lot of those draft picks on the team, and they can't just be inactive on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. We need guys playing. We need young guys playing right away because their growth and upside compared to a veteran that's been around the league, like they can play at their same level, but there's not a whole lot of upside to guys who've been in the league. You kind of know what you're getting from them. The upside is these young guys, man, figuring it out. The light goes on, hopefully early, and your one and two come in and play really well, especially get a few games, and you can see them getting better and better. That's how this team's going to get better, especially for a team that doesn't have a lot of money. That's it, the draft. So, yeah, I would say this is a huge year at the end of the day for Chris Greer. I know there's other people involved in these decisions, but at the end, Chris is a GM, and he's got to go out and find some guys that can improve this team this year now for whatever is going on with the team. So we have that and a lot of other good stuff from Mike yesterday. You know, the Odell Beckham Jr. deal is still alive and well out there. Whatever the price is he's looking for, I saw somebody said he wants a one-year $7 million deal. So right away I'm going, damn. That guy's a third receiver for $7 million. You know, I'm almost tempted, right? I'm almost tempted. Five, six, I don't know what everybody's offering right now. Looks like a couple teams are interested in him still because he's not Odell Beckham. He was with the Giants, but he still, guy saw play in person. He's pretty damn good, man, watching him and he can run routes. He's smart. He can still run. I don't think he runs like he did coming out of, you know, LSU, but the guy can still get going. So we'll see what happens with that one. I do think he likes it. I think for right amount of money, he'd be here in a heartbeat. I really believe that. So we'll find out. Anyway, so expectations extremely high for the Dolphins. So anybody that says, oh, we're not, listen, they are trying to win. Now, whether they can or not to get to the next level, we'll see. Next level being, would be nice to win the East. And after that, the biggest one, the biggest black guy right now on this team is we got to win a playoff game. So that's going to pop up. Some of the other things, and we're going to get into a little bit later in the show and not right now. Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network's at the owners' meeting is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour, nice enough before the day gets rolling to come on and spend some time with him. And we'll talk to him. We have added a lot of bodies to the offensive line and defensive line, defensive tackle position, a lot. And so we got a lot of bodies. My question is, how good are they? And for the offensive line, yeah, we got a lot of guys back. And a couple of those guys, especially on the left side, are hurt a lot. I mean, We just got to say it like it is, man. We'll come back and we'll talk about that a little bit. And of course, got a huge day here today, man. Just a great day. Golden State's in town. Maybe the greatest three-point shooter of all time. Most people say he is. And Steph Curry, they're fighting for their life. And the Bruins and the Panthers, both with 97 points here late in the season. Each team, both the Heat and the Panthers, 11 games left in the season, man. We are down to the inside the 10-yard line right now, man, going in to score to see what's going to happen. So this is going to be a lot of fun. So we'll have more on that. And we'll talk about that offensive line. It just, to me, it's got a lot of names. Filled it up. I see a lot of guys from last year on there. But the injury bug that has hit this group, or the backups that had to play a lot, are they good enough to be starters? And how much are you going to get out of the guys that were injured a year ago that missed so many games on the left side? And both those guys missed a lot of games. Teron and Isaiah. Just getting back to the point of what are you going to do with those top couple of picks that you have in this draft coming up. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot of stuff going on this morning. Wow, it's a crazy, crazy time. And the owners, man. Owners, boy, they wasted. They must have gotten that meeting for about 2 minutes and they already had their hand up. They were all like all in on the swivel, hip drop tackle being illegal. And it will be a 15-yard penalty. So now it sounds great. Now, you know, a lot of the defensive players, defense, the guys on defense in the league are all upset. I'm guessing a lot of defensive coaches aren't real happy with it. And now the officials got to figure. So I just don't want anybody. I know we beat the crap out of the officials. They suck. They're not very good. And the people that gamble, it's even worse. They're upset with stuff. But don't blame those guys trying to figure this swivel hip drop tackle out. Good luck with that one. Hey, right now, though, we'll tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Never too early. You know why I like talking about them early in the morning? Because a lot of my guys in the fraternity, you know, guys in their 50s, 60s, 70s, get up early, man. Have a cup of coffee and say, what is dumbass going to say this morning? Well, I want to tell you what dumbass is going to say this morning. I'm going to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic because I had such great results with ED and low T that I had to share it. And I got to tell you, man, the first time I go, do I really want to tell people I had ED? I got guys laughing at me. We're out at UM. I got young guys laughing. I go, you think it's funny? Wait till you have it. Well, listen, ED and low T, they're not only first cousins, man, but if you have one, you probably have both. Matter of fact, that's about 99% chance that if your energy level is down and you find yourself half depressed every day and not getting the energy level you had before, you probably don't have your sex drive either. That's probably gone. And that was my deal. And I was like, hey, man, that wife of mine looks way too good. And I can't go through life like this. And Atlantic Men's Clinic sat me down, explained everything I was going through in my 60s. You know what happens to guys? ED hits it like in their 40s, 50s, 60s. And they go, wait till you go in to see it. You're going to see young guys. And I'm like, damn, there's some young guys in there. Guys that work out and stuff. They got it. Or they had it and got rid of it. So Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you, man. On my behalf, the last 6 months, thank you. Schedule a consultation, Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised test dose. If the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They have an expert staff. We have 6 locations throughout South Florida. We got people to answer all your questions. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Calm.
You know, if you're super fired up about a third receiver, whether that's free agency or the draft, and you know, then you evolve into more three receiver sets, you know, and then if you have an opportunity at another run stopper, you're able to work more on two shell defense because you can stop the run with, you know, you kind of evolve to where your opportunities are. That's where you kind of have to stay at this point, where you have to be very calculated with your free agent acquisitions, and then you have to make decisions not based upon necessarily position as much as team impact with your draft picks. So it's not I'm not intentionally trying to be gray. It's gray in that way where you're, okay, well, this player, he's good at this. And if we get this player, we can't have this player. Which version of the team is the best? Which is why it's an exhausting process, and why Chris Greer just grinds me to a nub.
All right, that was Mike McDaniel from yesterday. Some of different sound bites, different things he talked about from Odell Beckham as a third wide receiver. Obviously, this thing's about money for Odell. He wants to get as much as he can. We heard about play calling. He's going to be the play caller and should be. Expectations are still extremely high. They don't change. He didn't know who started this rebuild thing, which that is a little bit. I've seen a rebuild, if you didn't see it a few years ago. If you want me to remind you about what that looked like, I'd be more than glad to tell you how that thing went down and how that felt when that thing started. Especially, you remember the first two games, Woody? Does anybody remember the first two games?
Baltimore, right?
Do you remember the second game?
Whew. I know we lost by a ton.
New England.
Okay. But I remember Baltimore hung like, what was it, 60 on us in the first game?
Well, that was perfect quarterback rating.
Yeah,
by
they just
Lamar.
Torched us. I remember
well, he had
that
guys
one.
Running down the field wide open. Hollywood Brown could have.
Yeah. Remember that. All game.
But there was nobody around him. It was like, wow, you guys ever seen each other before here on defense?
I remember being at that game against the Bengals. Remember that game was. That was like the number one pick battle, and the Dolphins came back and forced overtime. And
no, I think I actually think
Bengals
they
came back.
They came back, and then we
beat them in overtime.
Yeah.
Great.
And our team's fired up, and yeah. I'm guessing they weren't fired up anywhere else, right? Up in the.
It's a tough time for fans, though, especially right because you get really torn between this. Like we need to lose, but you know we're also. You know, we're fans of the team, and we're paying money to watch the product, and so it's kind of a tough,
Woody, you
tough
know what?
Split there, man. I didn't like that. That was not a fun year, to be honest. That was not fun.
Who did we just hear recently said, what team just came out and said, hey, we need to be patient as we rebuild this thing? And I was like,
yeah.
You just can't. I don't know if it's Carolina came out or their coach. People know, like, your fan base is not stupid. Matter of fact, the whole NFL knows pretty much. I mean, this thing's gotten real popular. Everything's under a microscope, all 32 teams. Like, the one thing that turns people off is a rebuild. And I heard from secondhand source that I trust, Pat Riley, God bless him, man, said he will never, ever, no matter what, never, always going to try to win, never do a stinking rebuild. And I went, that's why you're Pat Riley, man. I'm with you. I'm with you, brother.
They've done it every time, the Heat, by the way. I mean, you lose LeBron, they still were competitive.
Well, they went out and
you lose Dwayne, you're still competitive.
Got Jimmy Butler somehow here and then found some hit on some draft picks, yeah, and got themselves competitive again to get that team. Listen, that's going to go down when we're all said and done, and it's about championships. But we're going to look back someday on what that team last year did getting to the finals. I mean, again, I know they're about winning champion. It's not about getting to the final championship. Well, tell some of the other teams out that haven't been there.
Oh, no one was beating Denver last year. I mean, that just wasn't going to happen.
What a hell of a job they did.
Oh, my God. And they made the finals in the bubble, too. Don't forget.
Yes.
You know, for whatever that's worth to people, I think the bubble was some of the best basketball I've ever seen personally. And to make it to the finals in that tournament, you don't think those guys were getting after it in that thing?
Yeah,
with no fans out there. I mean, that thing was. I know. It was strange to some people.
Weird.
But,
just different. It's different. But, fake crowds.
Yeah, I don't know, man. LeBron didn't seem like he was taking that any.
No, no, no. He takes those championships seriously because he got it.
He was playing his ass off. A lot of the stars are playing their asses off in that thing. That to me was like, you know. And again, it was at a time we really needed some sports.
Remember, well, the guys had a choice if they. You know, didn't want to do it.
Well, there were some teams that were on the fringe of getting in, right? Because it was they were starting right before the postseason. And there were some teams that didn't get in. I remember it was Kyrie Irving who was screaming about we shouldn't do this even though his team wasn't in it.
They had that meeting. They had the big meeting and some guys. And I think there was a little bad blood between guys who were like, screw that, man.
Yeah, that piece of trash. Kyrie wasn't even invited to this thing. And he was like the biggest, you know, most vocal person about why we shouldn't do it. But – I don't know, man. That was like
See,
that was
a
relief,
lot of
man.
With the league, the guys listened to him.
That thing was so important. I think the fans. I think everyone really enjoyed watching the bubble. To be quite honest,
well, I'm
with
glad.
You, but,
I'm glad you said that because I'm glad it's done. I hope we never have to.
That'd be nice.
Yeah,
we never have to
never
do it again.
Have to
but
see it.
That
anyway,
was fun. But they made the finals in that thing too, man. Don't forget about that.
No, they did. Listen, his teams have done some great things. No matter what's on back of the jerseys. And, you know, being able to develop some nice pieces to come in and be nice supporting pieces with this team, they've done it. Now, listen.
To go back to the NFL thing, though, Joe, it should not take more than a couple of years to rebuild. The league is not designed that way,
correct.
Right?
That's the beauty of the league.
And the beauty of this whole thing, and we're going to see it in this upcoming draft, with a lot of teams that were bad last year that are going to select quarterbacks. And if you hit... You get the next C.J. Stroud.
There you go.
By the way, Houston was a dumpster of a franchise.
Look at it.
I mean, that thing was as bad and dysfunctional as it gets.
The front office?
Yes.
Oh, it was a disaster. Hiring a guy that was like a motivational speaker to run it from New England. He lied about his resume. And I don't even know if he's still there. But
we were laughing at them, all the moves that they were making. And they're going to be a Super Bowl contender next year.
They brought in the San Francisco treat there. And got the defensive coordinator, got their new head coach, and to be that was a defense coordinator, and a 49er coach come in and be the offense coordinator and put that system in and started, you know, they're a hell of a story. They're going to, by the way, they will see a lot of national games this year now with C.J. Stroud. They're going to find out things a little different, and we'll see how they handle it. But, yeah, Woody, it's funny that we're sitting here talking about because we have some other stuff to get to here this morning. So now there's some reports that the Commanders really like J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
So you know, he's 27-1. He had one of the greatest careers, if not the greatest career, percentage-wise. They put all the guys up, the top five or six guys. Two is in there with only two college losses, too. But what this guy did was incredible. And talking about how much – I got to tell you, this just adds – to the flavor of why the first round of the draft is so sexy. It just does. Like, even if you're going, I'm not going to watch, you're going to be on your phone to see who's going where. Because, first of all those quarterbacks are established guys that you've had a chance to watch a lot, right? A lot of them, hell, Jaden Daniels and Drake May and J.J. McCarthy and Caleb, all those guys. So I just... It just makes this draft and who's going to jump up and the first four picks could be quarterbacks. I mean, nothing sexier than the quarterback because everybody's looking for one. And then we go, congratulations, you get the big signing bonus. But you also have to be really good in case you didn't see the 2021 draft. Don't turn out like that. So, yeah, this is going to be a fun once again and see who moves up. Talking about Minnesota trying to jump up there. Commanders talking about listening, then turn around and the J.J. McCarthy. You don't think really J.J. McCarthy could move ahead of Jaden Daniels and Drake May, do you? Is there a chance?
I feel like there's an agent making up stories, but.
Well, they all do.
Why would Washington. Yeah, Drew, come on. Why would anyone that. In the Washington organization tip their cap as to who they're. Like, why would they do that? Tip their caps early. Why? Like, what would be the benefit of coming out and saying that?
Well, so first of all, everybody is convinced Chicago's, it's done. Like, they're out now. They've already taken Caleb. That's going to be a done deal. They're taking Caleb Williams, and they showed their hand. They got rid of. And
maybe, right?
Pretty good chance. I don't buy that he has too many weaknesses. The guy runs around like he's made for the NFL.
Yeah, so, but all I keep hearing is how this guy from LSU was the best of them all.
Well, not if it's true that J.J. McCarthy's going ahead. I'm with you. It seemed a little weird that everybody's talking. So here's the whole thing, though. Everybody's got their own flavor, man. I once was talking. Two guys were at a workout for our quarterback, for John Beck. They're at BYU for a workout day he had. I happen to know both guys. One was here, our coach. And another guy was a guy named Paul Hackett, who was coaching somewhere else, was a quarterback coach, and he saw me. And he said, you know, we're all there for John's workout, and we just didn't like him at all. And the Dolphins took him in the second round. So how can the same guys watch him throw, meet with him, spend the day with him, and have such a different opinion? I just thought, you know, and they're doing that with this. All those guys go to pro day and watch the same team, you know. Hey, pull out the best games against the best competition. That you're not watching, you know, all these quarterbacks against a team they're beating 52-0. You want to see them against good competition. So they're all watching the same tapes, meet with the guys, have the same steak dinner with them, and come away with different opinions. Like, right? It's incredible. It really is just amazing. And the amount of money spent on this draft to try to get it right. I'd love to know what Chris Greer's budget is with the Miami Dolphins, from salaries, from Chris's down to his whole staff, and that's scouts and everything else, expenses, planes to get to all these places. I think we'd be blown away on the amount of money. Outside the Alabama recruiting budget, I mean, that thing seriously would be right there. All right, we got to go to break. Had to get a little shot in there today.
Yeah, you got your Alabama thing.
Got that thing in there.
Good for you.
Nice budget in there. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Nick's up early this morning. Nick's not going to Chevy. He's got dealerships down here. He doesn't need to. But I got to tell you, if you're starting to look around, man, there is nothing like that SUV family. Suburbans and Tahoes and the Traverse to a Trailblazer and Equinox and a Blazer. I feel like I just was walking around in the showroom. See, man, yeah, great stuff. I do. When I get the service done over at South Florida Chevy Dealers, get my Tahoe or the Trailblazer, get one of them taken care of. We always come back and like to look at what's out there. Boy, the Silverado trucks fell. Oh, my God. They make so many different style trucks. And if you need a full-time working truck or you need the family truck, no matter what it is, just you and your truck working 5, 6, 7 days a week to still needing to get the family around, that growing family of yours, we make that truck for you, man. New and used with low mileage. I always say that. The truck family, the SUV family, and the car family have never looked better. And I got to talk about the big sexy before I say goodbye. If you haven't seen the Corvette, they've never made an ugly Corvette. If you've been to these Corvette shows, everybody's got their favorite year. But, boy, I'll tell you what, it is hard to beat that one they've come out now. That thing looks like it's about a $400,000 a year. It is sweet. And, of course, I get a chance to look at it every day. My neighbor across the street doesn't have one. He has two of them. And the guy next to him, he's got one. I don't know what they're doing, man. The marriages seem strong to me. But I'll tell you what, South Florida Chevy dealers, if you haven't been out there, best overall products we've ever had. I think you're going to fall in love, man. Take a test drive. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.